All right, congratulations, Ty Majeski. We'll go ahead and open up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll go around the room. We'll start with Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Just what were you thinking when you got the penalty? It sounded like you thought maybe you got hit from behind. And then just did you think your race was over, or did you think you had enough time to come back?
You never know. Obviously, the truck handles a lot different back in traffic, so there's always that chance that you won't be able to make the time back up. It was a close call. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. His pace was pretty slow, and he went fairly late in the box, and I tried to time it and tried to give it back, and then I feel like I got hit. I don't know if it was before or after the line I got hit. I'll have to look at it. It was a tight call, probably too early in the race to be trying to anticipate like that and put myself in a bad spot. But I know we had a good truck. You know, obviously staying on the lead lap when that penalty happened was huge. Just to keep yourself in position, we were able to get past a lot of the wave around trucks. So I think we restarted 22nd, and by the end of that stage, we got up to second. So great recovery. I said on the radio, we're going to put on a show. So my guys had my back, right? They had great pit stops all evening. Joe made great adjustments, and I felt like I did a pretty good job maximizing time through the field. So I felt like to just sort of recover from a penalty like that was a big deal for our team heading into the playoffs.
Good, Zach. Two in a row here. What is it about this place?
I don't know. You know, this place reminds me a lot like La Crosse, Wisconsin. Flat, 5/8 mile up there. This place is a little bit bigger, but sort of races the same and takes the same amount of discipline. This place is tough, and I feel like I have a pretty good line around here that not a lot of guys seem to be able to replicate. So I kind of have my own groove out there. No one is really in where I want to be, which is a good thing. So I'm able to really hug the middle and then get a straight exit. And not a lot of people seem to be able to do that. So I don't know if it's, you know, a combination of my driving style with how Joe sets up the truck or a combination of both. But it works really good here. Yeah, this is my third full-time season now, and, you know, our regular season always seems to go the same way. Up and down, put ourselves in position to win, can't execute when it counts to get in victory lane up until just about playoff time, and here we are again, you know, the same thing 3 years in a row now. But, it's a good thing to peak at the right time. I feel like, you know, our team always rises to the occasion when it's playoff time or close to it. This is actually my first regular season win. Very proud of the team. They could have got down at different points of the season where we were in position or just not running well enough to be in position. We knew this part of the schedule really favors us. So if we could stay in the game and stay in the points hunt, to this point in the season, we feel like we'd have a really good chance of making another run at it, and feel like we're in as good of a position as we've ever been to do it again. It's huge. Duke and Rhonda give us everything that we need to go and win races week in and week out, and none of us have been able to do that yet this year. So they deserve to be in victory lane every single week, but obviously that's not realistic to do that. But we expect more wins for what they give us, and hopefully we can put a run together and put a few more wins and hopefully raise a championship trophy at the end of the year. That's the goal, and we feel like we're plenty capable of doing that, and we feel like we're in a position to do that again or make a run at it again. And, excited to get going.
Any more questions? Go ahead, Reed.
Yeah, Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Teammate Luke Finneau's career best seventh in his third start, fellow Wisconsinite. Do you think he deserves a shot full time?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get these opportunities, right? And I worked so hard to get my opportunities and, came to the shop and worked with Duke and Rhonda as an engineer. I feel like there's no real blueprint to get those types of opportunities. And I really had to pave my way through, and other guys do it different ways. And I don't feel like I said, there's no blueprint to it in racing. It's not like a stick and ball sport where, if you're good, you're going to get to the major leagues or you're going to get to the NBA or the NFL. It takes a lot to put yourself in position and set yourself apart to get these types of opportunities, and when they come about, you have to make the most of them.
Great. Any more questions?
Go ahead and just ask it.
Okay. Sorry, just got back. Steven Sepp, Marchers.com. Ty, congrats on the win. Just with, you know, obviously it's been a long dry spell for Ford. They finally broke the winless streak. Nick Sfinney last week with Cole. Now you guys finally bring Ford to victory lane in trucks. You know, how important is this win on top of not only breaking your drought, but breaking their drought as well?
You know, Ford performance gives us a lot of tools to win races, and none of us have really been able to do that consistently this year. So, especially on the truck side. So it's good to get them back in victory lane. Ford, you know, was the first manufacturer to give me my first shot, along with Roush Fenway back in, you know, 2016, 17, 18. So they've been a big part of my career to sort of get me in the, I call it the NASCAR funnel, right? They kind of got me in the game, and I was able to sort of dabble around different manufacturers for a few years, but really neat to settle back with Ford, and there's a lot of good people there, and a lot of people that I know from my first tenure. So it's just always special to get in victory lane. I know this win last year here with Ford, it was my first win with Ford, was really special to me. And yeah, it's hopefully we can keep it rolling for them and get another three championships this year.
And obviously you and Darlington basically won until that late caution. So when the laps were kind of ticking down, were you thinking it's been a while since there was a yellow?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, the timing and scoring wasn't great here, so my spotter really didn't know how many laps to go, and I felt like I was in lead for what felt like an eternity, and he goes 31 to go. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. That always goes through your mind, that, you know, when you're in second or running down the leader, the laps go by so quick, but when you're leading, it feels like an eternity. Just trying to cross your T's, dot your I's. I was trying to make smart moves with lap traffic. You know, Ickes was pretty good tonight, kind of kept me honest there on the long run. I felt like my truck was starting to give up a little bit, but obviously his was too, and we were able to sort of maintain that gap. Thank you.
All right, Bob.
Vibration with 40 to go. Did you say something over the radio, and did it get any worse or better?
Yeah, it didn't get any worse. I thought it was a brake issue. I think it ended up being a loose wheel, a loose right rear. So it held on, and thankfully. But yeah, that a little bit concerning. I thought it was a brake issue because it was only when I was on the brake pedal. But yeah, it definitely was not a brake issue. Cool. Thanks, everyone.